Yeah.
So, I've been having a problem with meditation.
Yeah.
I usually do it on a bus cycle.
Yeah.
I've been trying out the Buddha. But what happens is every time I try and focus on the breath of my body,
yeah,
I get tons of tension. And I've talked to so many teachers in the past 5 years, and each and every one of them says to either relax or ease my focus or I'm forcing myself to meditation. All this number of things, and it's led to this. It's a constant thing, so it's a chronic thing as well. And it's all throughout my abdomen and my chest and my head. It's everywhere, all over my body. And there are times when I feel as though I can focus on my breath, and if I act like I could, my mind feels more clear.
Than
I feel like I'm not feeling enough for something.
Yeah.
But I always go right back to the some sort of force that you don't. I'm not sure what to do. My awareness is very dull too. It gets there, like this morning, I was trying to meditate and I just felt like I thought it would be there, and I feel like I couldn't even address it. It's like it was behind that glass. It's been very, very frustrating.
Let me ask you something else. You're 24, what did you do? Did you study or what?
Yeah, so I was in college, and I did a career in religious studies minor. And I came to time...
Come a little bit closer.
Sorry.
Too much noise.
Yeah. I came to Thailand for a study abroad program, so I was here for about 5 months studying Buddhism. And then I stayed after and did some retreats up in Chiang Mai.
Yeah.
And I've only been practicing for less than 2 years.
Yeah.
I practiced while I was a student, and then I did an internship over the summer at a Chinese Mahayana monastery in America, in New Mexico.
New Mexico?
New Mexico. Yeah. It was a strange occurrence. It was a very unique, intense practice monastery, so my introduction to practice was just head first diving in. I've been very intense about it, you could say, ever since then. In fact, a little meanly so. I used to be a little rude about it. Proselytizing.
Mean?
Proselytizing. Yeah. About a year ago, actually about a year and a half ago, this pain started. And my meditation just...
That was after the Mahayana.
Yes, that was after I started meditating.
And where did you learn to meditate?
At that monastery.
At that Mahayana monastery in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And the teacher was he Chinese or was he?
He's Chinese Malaysian.
Chinese Malaysian.
He just taught Anapanasati.
What is proper? Yeah. But how do you do Anapanasati? Where do you focus?
I change it a lot, and sometimes if I focus here, it starts to feel like my face is moving, and then sometimes the list tightens, and sometimes I just do a body scan to try and relax.
Yeah. The body scan, use it. Yeah, I mean, it's getting in touch with the body, yeah. So that is very useful. Relaxation is off. I mean, with a body scan, you notice that. I mean, when you put a body scan, you notice where these tight points are in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I mean, then use your focus, you know, and then tell you not to relax that. I mean, it's the chitta that's holding on to that. Yeah? It's also holding on to the pain. So, go there with a scan of the body. I mean, do it for an hour, or do it the body scan for 2 hours. Do it very detailed, yeah. And then go to any point, you know. And then when you feel, you know, there's some tension, relax. Yeah. And after that, you know, I mean, try to. Yeah. At the moment, I wouldn't use the breath. I would use pitta. Yeah. The mental repetition of the word pitta. Pitta, pitta, pitta. And don't force anything. You don't get any results. I mean, I understand, yeah. And it is probably because, you know, I mean, the more the younger the generation is, the more they seem to need to get results. Yeah? They're not here to get results.
I'll be honest, I get very scared. I listen to your teachings and other platforms to God's teaching. It's so urgent. Don't be lazy. You know?
Yeah, don't be lazy, you know, but effort is not forcing. Effort is, am I with my Buddha or am I not with my Buddha? Yeah? And when I notice I'm not with my Buddha, I repeat the Buddha. That is the effort. People mix it up. Forcing and effort is not the same thing. Yeah. Effort is always, you know, always being aware, you know, am I with my Buddha or am I with my breath or not? And then bring it back. And you gently bring it back, but determined to bring it back, because the mind doesn't want to go back. And that's where you need the force. Eh? When you see the mind is unwilling to come back to the breath, the tip of the nose, then you bring it back. Once it is there, then you don't need force anymore. Then you observe. Eh? And you're observing, the quality of observing is something that you have to learn. Eh? I mean, here you're in the forest, yeah? Observe animals. Yeah? There are a few animals, and if they are not, you know, at least there are ants, but there are also squirrels and so on. Yeah? Observe them. You cannot control them. And that is the quality that we need to use to observe either the Buddha or the breath. So observe the animals, you know, and then see, you know, this is the quality how I should observe my breath, or how I should observe my breath. The urgency, yes, yeah, not to let go, not to go into thinking about this and to thinking about that, yeah. That is the urgency, you know, to practice, yeah. I mean, to be always, you know, to be always with the Buddha, yeah. Or to be always with the breath. Yeah? And when you see that the breath is gone, you know, then just pull back your attention. Yeah? And sometimes you can even say, you know, when you do the breath meditation, just one breath. Not 1 hour, 2 hours. One breath at a time. And you can enjoy that breath. It's not that, you know, it's not that we cannot enjoy the breath. Yeah? This is something, you know, I mean, something odd, you know, I saw with a lot of Westerners, they seem to make themselves be Buddha. No, I'm not in charge. Deep breath, huh? How can we not enjoy it? And then when the breath is gone, the next breath. Huh? And then there will be no tensions arising. Huh? If you try to force it back, yes, of course, tension arises. And if you force it too much, yeah? I mean, the attention should be put lightly on the nose, yeah? And then the head does not explode and you don't get headache. You know, when all these tensions arise, you force it too much, yeah? I mean, you want something, yeah? And this wanting doesn't help, it is actually, you know, counterproductive. Mm-hmm. Just come. Okay, come back here. Yeah? I know it is difficult because, I mean, in the West we are taught, you know, we have to get results. No, it's not about results. The effort is about staying all the time with the breath or with the Buddha. And when it is gone, then we need to force it back. The moment it is back, we don't need to force it anymore. That's why I say, I often mention the simile of riding a horse, yeah? Yeah? As long as the horse goes in the right direction, you don't need to spur, yeah? You don't need to spur it on. But if you see it's going the wrong way, then you need to give him a little bit of force, and then he knows, okay, let's go in this right direction, yeah? And it's always a balancing act. Yeah? It's also not only this one, yeah? Another good simile for meditation is balancing on a rope. So you constantly have to balance. A little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, so that you can stay on the rope. Meditation is the same thing. Yeah? You constantly have to adjust, you have to go with the rhythm of the breath. Yeah? You cannot force the breath to be like this or like that or like that. Yeah. You observe. How is the breath? No matter how it is, if it is rough, we notice it is rough. If it is calm, we notice it is calm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And the dullness that you talk about, this is forcing. Mm-hmm. Yeah? I notice, I sometimes didn't want it, I said, in the end, the mind was calm, but, it was completely dull. And then I noticed suddenly, before I was on the train station, I could read any sign. Now I'm on the train station, but I can't read any sign. Everything is in force. Mm. Yeah. And then I noticed, you're forcing. Yeah? Mm. You have to be with the breath. Yeah? Mm. Oh, enjoy the breath. What's wrong with enjoying the breath? Yeah? Forcing the mind being back at the breath is, that is dukkha. Yeah? But here we can enjoy one breath. What's wrong with it? Yeah? We have enough dukkha. We don't need to make more dukkha. Yeah? Okay?
There are times when I believe what you're saying, and I'm going with it. There are times when I get in like a spiral, you could say. I'll be like, I'm forcing the breath, I need to stop forcing the breath, and I'm just...
And then forget about it, yeah? And then just switch back to the Buddha, yeah? Judgment is the other foot. Mm. Yeah? Mm. We constantly judge, yeah? We have to let it go, yeah? use the opportunity when you are here in the forest, observe the animal. Then you get the quality of how you should do your meditation, yeah? You don't judge, if you did jump so far and so short, you just observe it, you just know it. Okay. This wasn't good enough, it didn't catch the other other branch, yeah? But you just see it. Judging, expectation, forcing. These are the big hindrances, yeah? Just enjoy. When you say, one breath, I can do always one breath. Yeah? When the breath is over, I do another breath. Yeah? Or the same with the Buddha. One Buddha. Yeah? And I do another. Yeah? Use the Buddha together with the breath. Put with breathing in and do with breathing out. You use it as you like, where you see you feel comfortable. Yeah? But don't force it. Don't try to get results, because the results don't come. Yeah? The results come through observing, through knowing, yeah? Through knowing, and through the mind getting caught. Yeah? That's where the results come.
Just repeat that in my head.
Yeah. We have to learn it. We have to completely relearn the way how we train ourselves. Because it's completely different to what we learned, in the last year for the 20 years, yeah? And year for 30 years. Yeah? Need to get results. Why don't you have something, to show to me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, at university you have to show your papers, you have to show this or that, yeah? We constantly, we were constantly under pressure. And if you hear, we are not under pressure, but we put ourselves under pressure, and that's where the pain is. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yes, there is an urgency. Yes, we should put the most effort into our practice. But the effort is... But the effort is, as I explained, just to bring it back, yeah? Or when the horse is not going in the right direction, really give it the whip or give it the spur, yeah? And then let it go, yeah? Constantly. What happens, when you constantly strangle the horse, they just throw you off, yeah? And you break your neck, yeah? That is, it's a problem with the Westerners, yeah? They really, they are so hard working. 4 years, I saw so many, yeah. I want to become a monk. It's not the problem to become a monk. It's the problem of staying in practice. Practice. After 4 years, they break. Because of forces. Yeah? They want results, after 4 years, I don't get results. Judgment. Yeah? Yeah. As long as you go the path, we will end up at the top if we go the right way. Mm-hmm.
There was a teacher who recently was kept telling me, like, it's step by step,
yeah,
by step by step.
Yeah.
You can't come to the next step.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. It's the same thing when I say, yeah. our path to enlightenment is the path, you know, digging a tunnel through a mountain, yeah? All what we can do is remove one stone, take it out. Remove one stone. We never know, are we in the middle, are we in the beginning, or are we towards the end, yeah? We only notice when we take out the last stone and we see the light coming in. That's when we know. And before that, every one of us, yeah, no matter who, yeah, has to take out the stones and remove it. Take out the stones, remove it. We don't know where we are. But of course things get lighter, you know, get more smoother over time, yeah? But we cannot touch that, yeah? We will notice it, yeah? But in the beginning it is tough work. It is really tough. It is tough. Because the problem is the mind doesn't want to go back. He wants to think about, he wants to judge, he wants to evaluate, he wants to do this and he wants to do that, yeah? He wants to compare himself with others and so on. It's all nonsense, yeah? All nonsense, yeah? It's only disturbing our heart. It doesn't calm the heart. Not thinking calms the heart. Okay? Okay, yeah? How do you know this monastery, by the way?
I found it online.
YouTube or website?
I found it on Reddit.
Reddit?
Yeah, Reddit.
I don't know how that comes. they're all, you know, they're all cool. Okay.
They've been sharing videos. People who reviewed your temple.
Oh, okay.
It's a good place.
Yeah, it's a good place. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes? What? Yeah, come a little bit closer and speak a little bit louder.
In the morning.
Yeah.
In the pata.
Yeah.
I have some pain.
What?
The pain is no problem. Pain, I'm getting used to it, but mm-hmm. The problem is every time I go there,
yeah,
I go out, breathless, out of breath.
You're out of breath?
Yes. So even though I take a lead, people are mm-hmm. fast. So, it's not easy for me.
Yeah, I know. You try your best, yeah? And don't compare yourself with others.
I know, but...
Yes, and that's what makes the breath short. Yeah? You want too much, you expect too much, yeah? I mean, you have never done any exercises, yeah?
No. Before I came to Thailand, every time in the daytime, I would go for exercise walking,
mm-hmm.
1 hour every day,
yeah,
but not fast walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my problem is, in the past I had a pneumonia, a long time ago,
yeah,
but and also I have knee joint problem
uh-huh.
on the right side,
mm-hmm.
knee. So fast walking is not good for me, basically. But if it's just normal walk,
mm-hmm.
I can walk for 5 to 10 kilometers.
Uh-huh.
There's a problem. So, these days, now it's about a month,
mm-hmm.
I've been going out. So, it's not a matter of the practice. It's not
yes.
a matter of getting used.
Yeah. Yes, it is I mean, with age, we learn slower. Yeah.
Mm.
And the body adjusts much, much slower than as a young person. Yeah?
Yes, yes.
So you have to be more patient. But, you know, let's say, you know, for the next month, you know, you go and write down, you know, and then just go up in the bath with me. Yeah? You come in the morning, you know, and go with the car down, you know, for Bindapa. And then you walk. Huh?
No, I don't like to go, you know, because I'm just the youngest, newest monk, so
yeah.
I don't know, you know, the...
No, we see, yeah, I mean, I said for 1 month. Yeah. It's okay. You come out with me, yeah, and then we walk in the bud, and then you see how it works, yeah? Yeah, I mean, the other solution is not to go up in the bud, that is even worse.
But the other day you told me why you are so slow.
Uh-huh.
I'm so slow, I'm trying my best, even here, I walk fast, uh-huh. Fast walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, it takes you a long time, but normally, you know, you can keep up, and when I go up in the path, you can keep up with me. When I'm there, and in the path, yeah, on arm's round, yeah, you can keep up pretty much with me.
Yeah.
So the problem is, you know, from here, you know, down to the village. That's why I say for 1 month, you know, try it this way, and then we see. Huh? I give you the permission, you know, sometimes, you know, even in Bantat, you know, the older people had a permission, you know, if it was too hard, yeah, to get some easier, yeah? Even when they're no longer there, yeah? So don't worry about it, you know, but and see what happens. You understand?
Yeah, I understand. But still, I know you are considering me. I know. I understand. I fully understand.
Okay.
Sometimes you stop and look at
me. Yeah.
At you, and
yeah, but it's not only for you.
Yeah,
huh?
I know.
It's for everyone.
But still, I'm getting when I come back, I'm interested.
That's why I said. Try it out, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You go with the car, with me, with the car, you go down.
I understand, but it's okay. But,
if I say it is okay, then it's okay. Yeah? Because we want to try out something.
I want to do the same thing as the others, that's why.
Huh?
I mean, it's Bindabhata, I want to do the same
yes.
thing as the other monks.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah? I do understand that.
Yes.
But at the moment we have to fix the problem.
Okay.
In order to fix the problem, we have to try out this solution, and then try out that solution, and then try out this solution, until we see how we can fix it. Understood?
No, let's do this.
For 1 month, let's go, you know, let's go with me to with the car, yeah? Yes. Otherwise, you won't fix the problem, you know, you will have the same problem. Every morning. You're running out of breath.
How long do I have to take the car with you?
1 month.
1 month?
Yeah. This is completely okay. Yeah, I mean, you did it the first 2 days. I mean, some of the people, you know, and then I see, you know, then we see. Yeah. And then you try it again without the car, and then you see, yeah, for another month, and then we see what the results are. You have to test it out. Yeah. As I said, even in Bantat, you know, some of the older monks, you know, were just Bindapath, you know, close to the water. Yeah? Because they couldn't hold up with the young people, and they're all young. We are old.
Yes, they are my son's age.
Yeah. Yeah? See? What are you, 60, 62 or...
61.
61, yeah. So, I mean, I've trained it for 25 years, so I mean, I'm in a good condition, yeah? And I trained it when I was young.
I see.
Yeah.
But I want to try without a car in the meantime. So
no, for I want to find out. Doesn't matter when you try it. Yeah? So try it from tomorrow on. Yeah? With me. Yeah? You go with me. Yeah? I'm your teacher, so I tell you, you know, and it is okay. Yeah?
Appreciate it, but.
Yeah. Okay, then you have to work with the but. There's no but. When the teacher tells you something,
okay.
And then you should listen to him and do it like he said. Yeah? Okay? Even if you don't feel comfortable with it. Yeah? It's for 1 month. And then we see. And then we can go back to the old and then see how it goes. Okay?
Thank you.